Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast.
Hello!
My name is Ryan. This is Tony Lodge, who's all revved up, ready to go today.
Yeah!
And we are calling Nicola, who's in Sydney.
Do you remember those cough lollies? And they were like, Nicola. And so when she answers, I'm going to go, Nicola.
Okay. We'll see how.
Do you remember those?
No.
What?
We'll see if Nicola does.
Hello.
Nicola.
Hi.
Nicola.
Do you know what I'm referencing, Nicola?
Yes, I do, because my friends do that all the time.
Okay, so Ryan doesn't know the cough lollies I'm talking about.
It's the Ricola cheese, right?
Yeah, it is the Ricola.
I've
thank you.
Never
Ricola.
Heard that before.
It is beautiful, Nicola. You did it even better than me. I'm loving
thank
our conversation
so
already. What are you up to today? Where are you?
I'm actually at my mum's. I'm working from home.
Fucking rubbing.
Just like, yeah, looking after. Sorry. Oh my gosh, Tony, I'm so sorry. so I'm looking after her dog, and it's a bit convoluted. My sister's boyfriend's dog is also here. So if you hear some frantic barking, they're running around very
excited. I'm glad
there's a lot
we
going
asked.
On.
It sounds like it.
Nicola, you sound like you and I would be really good friends.
Yeah, I think so. I'm just going to say very quickly, I've actually been to Melbourne before and thought, oh, I've got so many friends I can catch up with here. And then I've realised, oh, no, I'm thinking of Tony and Ryan.
Yeah.
And I don't actually know them. I just listen to their podcast and I can't call them
Yeah, well, we're in Sydney yesterday, Nicola, and we were actually about to drop around, and then I went, oh, fuck, we don't actually know
Nicola.
Oh, that's okay. Next time.
And then I said, do you remember those golf lollies? And, you know, that's how
it's not the first time we've had this conversation. but, Nicola, will you approve today's episode?
I absolutely will. Happy to do it. Hey, it's Nicola from Sydney, and I approve this podcast.
Coming up today, Tony has pulled off a hoax and she's getting defensive already.
I don't know what this
is. Yeah, that's what a hoax puller would say.
I don't know what we're talking about. I don't know what you're accusing me of. But you know what I am worried about?
Yeah.
Is that it doesn't sound like I'm going to be able to, even if I, whether I have or have not done what you're saying, I don't think that there's going to be a way that I can convince you that I didn't do it if I didn't. Like, I don't think that you're even going to believe me if I'm like, oh, I didn't do that.
Look at you. You don't even know what you're defending and you're already spinning in
circles. Because I just would never do anything that would hurt you.
I'm not going to.
Except if you ask me. Sorry.
I'm not going to make accusations. I'm just going to lay down the evidence and we'll all decide.
Actually, play back the tape. I'm pretty sure that yesterday at the end of the episode.
I directly accused you of something.
You directly accused me.
Well,
you said the accusation is out. We're ready to go.
I am accusing you of something.
So your tune actually is changing and maybe you don't know the full story and you don't have a real fucking idea of what's going on.
Evidence would suggest that something's happened and we'll get to that soon. But first, things that should not be awkward but are in fact awkward.
I think in my list I've written orcs, but not orcs. Because every time I think about it, I'm like, oh, orcs. And I'm like, no, not orcs.
Yeah. Yeah, the orcs.
Yeah. Up the mighty orcs.
How about them orcs?
We went to the orcs.
Yeah.
It was orcs.
That was awkward, yeah. For example.
You know when you're in the car and someone passes you the orcs cord?
We are in 2007 today.
Yeah, we are, yeah.
All right, you're at work and you got to take a big...
Here?
No, just like a genuine, normal workplace, I guess.
Yeah, a real one.
Yeah, a real one. And you're doing like a work group photo and so like, all right, everyone, get in nice and close, you know, put your arm, you know, so you kind of chuck an arm around and like big smile and stuff.
So it's like, you know, the end of the quarter or something and you're like, yeah.
And the person with the camera is struggling to set it up or the settings aren't working or something. So then you just kind of like... standing there with your arm over
Post.
A colleague.
Yeah.
I'm like, do I just leave my arm around Jenny from accounts? Do I move it back and then put it back again?
Reposition. That is,
Just a second, guys. I just got to check the set. Oh.
I actually disagree. I think that's just awkward because it's the same when like you're posing for a selfie with somebody and like all you can hear is like everyone breathing, but they're like, it's fine. Like, Like, you know, when you're doing that weird, like, smile breath?
Yeah.
Because you're, like, posing for a photo.
Well, that's what we sound like when we get to work and we've just walked up the stairs.
Walked up the stairs, yeah, yeah.
Hey, Tony, how you been?
Yeah.
Woo! Good thanks.
Yoo-hoo! But it's deciding whether you have to undo the thing, like, undo the arm.
I think that it shouldn't be awkward because, hey, camera, you know, it takes
time. We're just waiting, yeah. But, like, how come people can't figure out a self-timer? It's like every time, like there's just always, it's gone off. Or then you get the running one.
That's all good.
When you're about to jump into the.
Andrew Robert Newman has messaged through.
Hi, Andrew Robert Newman.
Walking up or down an escalator when the escalator's not working. I always cringe really hard, like everyone else is thinking. You know it moves by itself, right?
Yeah, but you're, it's off.
Yeah.
So it's off.
You just feel it's like a working. Fucking idiot. It's like, look at this guy. He doesn't even know how to use an escalator.
And the worst thing when the escalator's off but you have to climb it like a staircase is like the steps on an escalator are steep.
Yeah.
Like the steps are actually really high. Yeah. So it's quite difficult to get up, like as opposed to like a normal staircase that you could kind of like.
Can someone explain this to me?
Yeah.
The amazingness of the human brain.
The amazingness.
You get told the escalator is not working.
Yeah.
There is a sign that says escalator out of order. You walk up to the escalator and you can clearly see it's not working.
It's not like moving. Yep.
And that you're going to have to walk up it. So you put one step on it. And then your brain goes, oh, it's not working. Like it's shocked. And it's like, but I fucking knew it wasn't working.
I knew it wasn't going to move.
Then why is it still freaking me the fuck out?
Yeah.
How is that possible, Dr. Tony Lodge?
I don't know. I think it's the same when like.
Is that not your area of Dr. Pertice?
It's not my area of Dr. Pertice. Thank you for asking. Mm. I think it's the same though. Like, you know, the travelators at the airport, like the flat ones that like take you through the thing and you like walk on them because like. Walking on that is faster than just walking.
Yeah.
And it's like a bit easier because you've got a bit of momentum or whatever.
When you walk on those, you feel like you're going 15,000 kilometers per hour.
You literally feel like Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
Like you feel like you're sprinting
maybe
to the finish
line.
Maybe
that's how he does it.
It's a travelator.
Yeah.
Oh, big athletics.
That will be the second biggest hoax of this episode.
Oh, no. I don't know. But isn't there just something so humbling about like, I think like you said, something not working properly and feeling like you have to announce it to not working.
I didn't decide to turn it off either. It just already was off.
And I knew that it wasn't working when I stepped onto it because it's the only way up unless I get the lift. I've got another one that's like this. Oh, you know when you're in a group or like you're with someone and they're on the phone? And like the phone has like cut out, like you're on the phone, right?
Yeah.
And the phone's like cut out.
Yeah.
And you go, hello? And then you have to announce to the people around you like, oh, I think it cut out. Like as if the person on the other end is like hung up on you. It's like, it's really embarrassing.
Yeah. If I've gone on a big rant and then I realize the phone's cut out, I wonder how far into that rant they got.
And then they call you back and you go, oh, what did you hear? And you've got to get back into the character of what you were doing.
So with the announcing to the other person.
Yeah.
But
you know, how you have to, they didn't hang up, but I think that cut out. Do you know what I mean? So in the new office where we're working, we don't have like separate meeting rooms
it's just
or anything
one big
yet.
Open space, yeah.
And the other day, our producer Sophie was like on the phone to someone, and this happened. Oh. And there was four of us all sitting at like our big pot of desks, and Sophie was on the phone to someone, and she's like, oh, "Hello," and she's on her AirPods. She takes her AirPods out. She's like, "Maybe they've disconnected." Then she picks up the phone. She's like, "Hello." I think it cut out, but it was like a whole like performance.
We believe you, mate.
To like let us
know.
It's
all good. It's all good.
It was really funny. And instantly I'm like, oh, that's not awkward because like phones cut out. Like who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
But like when it's you and you're just like, yeah, they didn't hang up. They were enjoying what I was saying to them.
Is the impossible task to let your phone cut out and just not say anything?
You can't.
You know that meme where the guy's like,
Yeah. But you can't not say anything because you feel like you have to like protect yourself. Like I think that they were in the car.
Is that the same as when your card doesn't work?
When you're paying for something. Is it car? And I was like, what?
And instead of being like, I'm poor, you have to, oh, it's the card. Yeah, it's been playing up. It must be the app.
Yeah, I have actually done the thing where like, I've used the wrong card, like because I'm like, oh, there's no money in there because it's transferred elsewhere or whatever.
I am employed though. Things are going well for me in life in general.
I've just used the wrong card.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, I couldn't give a fuck. Just get out of the way.
Yeah, just hurry
like,
up,
like, just
mate.
Fucking pay so that we can
yeah,
leave.
Yeah, any way you can, you unemployed bitch.
That's the bank now. Oh, I think it's cut out.
Yeah. Have I missed the bank? Yes.
Yeah, oh, sorry. Yeah, I approve. Oh, too much money. Yeah.
I don't hate that. Yeah. My card keeps declining because I've got too much
there's
money
too much
in
there. They can't count.
Yeah, is that all you want? Decline.
Yeah. Hey, it's Nicola from Sydney and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
A massive shout out to a few of our champion tapas over at our Patreon. I'm going to read every single champion tapa out to like,
delay this
yeah.
as possible. Yep.
Cole Gray, good on you, Cole. Thank you so much. Dylan Wallers, Carissa Casella, our art heister.
Oh, greetings, Pennsylvania.
Yes, Pennsylvania. Lucas Dagis and Laura Flanders. Good on you, Laura. Thank you very much for being part of our Patreon. We can't do it without you, so thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
Judge presiding.
I'm going to present some evidence, and we will all decide if Tony Lodge has pulled off one of the great heists. And I, as a fan of Ocean's 11.
A great heist.
Won't even be mad. I'll be impressed. Let me just put that like I am making an accusation, but I will be impressed at the ingenuity.
The ingenuity. So you're saying I'm smart. Okay. Well then, yes, I played the fifth. Yes, I am smart. You're welcome.
Before we go on, I would like to present a conversation that is don't wink at me when I say
Sorry.
You're in the court of law.
Sorry, yeah, I should be more professional.
This
are we going to get one of those court sketches after where like, I've got the big nose and stuff? You know when you see those court sketches and they're all like real sharp and like.
Yes, I can arrange that.
Nice.
We can probably get one of those on Fiverr, surely.
Surely. But they're wearing the outfit that they're wearing and stuff.
Here's a conversation that happened between you and I many moons ago on the podcast and this video got posted online. Saying I told you so is actually a fucking good move. Makes you feel good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is that how you live your life? You like telling people that you're glad that they were wrong?
Let me put it this way, Tony. You say, don't get that shirt. They shrink.
Yeah.
And then I come in and go, oh, the shirt shrunk.
Oh.
Don't tell me there's not a little part of you that going,
oh, someone should have said something.
It's a little bit satisfying in the pettiest of ways. And if you're saying it's not, you're lying.
I think that I'm a better person than you. So I feel like I wouldn't get satisfaction from that.
I'm actually glad you've said that on the record.
Yeah.
We'll see how you behave in the next 5 minutes.
Oh my God, what happened?
I've been robbed. The scooter was stolen.
Oh, I fucking told you so. I have fucking said, oh my God, pop the fucking champagne. Oh.
Tony Lodge loves dropping a told you so, like
no,
the rest of us.
I pretend I don't.
Like the rest of us.
When
you say
was
you pretend
that?
You don't?
Yeah. Like in the beginning of that, I'm like, I'm just a better person than you. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm worse than you probably. When was that? Do you know when that was?
Well, I just had
lost
my-
lost your scooter.
Yeah, so it was pre-mate. That was like over a year
over,
and a half ago.
Yeah. And because you were living
in
Richmond,
Richmond
still.
So it's still in the old house, yeah.
Fuck, yeah.
A while ago.
Ages, yeah. I didn't steal your scooter. If this is where this is going, my scooter is legitimately mine.
About a month ago, because we've been getting supplies for the office and we're still waiting on staff and we're still waiting on bits and pieces. Tony, you said to me, I think we should get a first aid kit.
I did say that.
Yeah. And I went, oh, really? Like, we're just in here doing a pot. Like, surely we don't need a first aid kit. That feels a bit over the top. And you go, no. We need a first aid kit.
Mm-hmm. I can't open my mouth.
Is there
I did say that. I did say that. Yeah, I did say that.
And I kind of went, oh, it's not, I guess, a priority, but if you think it's whatever, and you kind of like turned your nose up at my nose turning up.
Because I'm like, if we have it and we never use it, what a blessing. But if we need it and we don't have it, problem.
So the other day, what I believe to be a paid actor. Pretending to be a delivery driver turns up because we are getting lots of stuff to deliver to the office.
Yeah.
He rocks up with a box and he goes, oh, I've cut my finger. Is there a first aid kit in here?
Like, and then, you cannot make this up.
And Tony goes, oh, actually, sir, there is a first aid kit.
And there is.
Let me just go and get that for you because you ended up getting one from Costco or something.
Yeah, or Kmart or something. Yeah. Yeah.
And so you went and got the first aid kit and this guy washes he had a bit of a cut on his finger, so you washed the finger and then put the Band-Aid on.
Yeah.
And then
all round good bitch. That's me.
And then
me.
He came over to my desk for some reason, picks up his script and says, oh, thank God there was a first aid kit handy. Boy, that was a good decision.
Whoever I bought that was good at their decision.
Yeah, it would have been really bad if someone didn't get that.
Okay, first of all, obviously I didn't write that script because I'm an award-winning best-selling author. Yeah. And it wouldn't have been that awful.
Oh, it was more about his performance than the script itself.
Oh, so you're giving my actor guff now. Is that what you're saying? He was not an actor. This genuinely was a crazy
coincidence. The way he yelled out, do you guys have a first aid kit? Like 15 minutes after you were like, trust me, dude, we need a first aid
kit. Okay, that was not the same. No, okay.
You looked at me and said, do we? Lucky.
Okay. Did the conversation about getting the first aid kit and this happen on the same day?
I don't know.
You little worm.
All I'm
it
doing
did not happen on the same day.
How many times has a delivery driver, think of all the times a delivery driver's come to your house. Think you
Which is a lot.
You listening, think about all the times you've had mail, you've had post, you've had things delivered. How many times has a delivery driver come in with a bleeding hand and asked for a first aid kit? Not a Band-Aid, a first aid kit. And how often has he reached into his pocket, pulled out a script and said,
okay,
oh, well, thank God you have a first aid kit. And then
the
winks
witness,
at Tony.
Leading the witness.
Winks at Tony.
No.
I'm just saying.
Obstruction of justice.
That
no,
considering we had that conversation on the same day.
The judge is asking you to stop. No, we did not have the conversation on the same day and you need to stop lying.
Why
you
is he
cannot
winking?
Lie
Why did he keep winking
court,
at you?
And he did not have a script. Genuinely, this person needed help. And might I say this is a crossover of a different phenomenon that we see within Tony Lodge, one of those faces.
You do have one of those faces.
So this guy's gone, I can trust these people. Mm. Look at her. She looks so trustworthy. I wonder if they've got a first aid kit. And the blood on his arm, it was quite a bad cut, might I add.
Yeah.
Thank God we had a first aid kit. It was a bit dry. So all the other people he'd probably been delivering to, he went, I can't trust you and I don't want to bother you. But he saw me and went, my angel, do you have a first aid kit? And I said, brother in Christ, yes, I do. And then it was Christian from,
it was Christian from the
hair
barber.
Place. Yeah. And then I said,
I cut myself at the barber earlier.
Yeah. He goes, I didn't have a booking. It was really sad. And then he cleaned himself up in the sink. Gave a little wash, popped a little Band-Aid on there, and I said, on your way, son. And he took off into the night.
Is there anything, if you're claiming this was just a coincidence, mm-hmm. is there anything you'd like to say about the first aid kit?
Well, I don't want to say I saw this one. But I fucking told you so. I told you that we needed it. And I think, like, thank God. As I said, that we had it because that man might have died.
He might have died.
Can I enter myself as a witness
Please.
Into the court?
Please.
I don't even think that James was here when this happened.
John?
I wasn't.
it was James in a beard. Like, he's already got one. In two beards.
It's very odd that I'm trying to enter myself as a witness for the defense and you're
yeah.
badgering
Oh, yeah,
me.
Sorry. Yeah. James was here.
I did, when you asked, is there anything I can think of that we need for the office, I did say a first aid kit.
Are you claiming it was your idea?
No, because she'd already ordered it at the time. Because
James said, what about a first aid kit? And I said, I've actually, there's one on the way. Or it was already on my list, or, you know, like we'd already discussed it.
Wow.
The
lengths Tony will go to prove she was right.
To the producer of BDSM, Sophie, what was your stance on the first aid kit? Did you believe it important as a mother?
Very important. Yeah, very.
Again, thank the Lord.
Got one in the car. Yeah, got to be prepared.
Someone else has a script, I see. Was I the only person that didn't get a copy?
I actually do have a first aid kit in my car. It came with my car.
Yeah, an Audi first aid
kit.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm going to sell it on eBay.
Please.
Yeah, so I think that if our whole team agrees that the first aid kit was a great idea, which it was, we actually have two first aid kits, one in the kitchen, one in the bathroom. Saved a life.
Saved a life.
And thank God.
Thank God.
So I'd like an apology from you, the lead witness of the defensive court. Because
you just said a lot of words and I don't know.
Yeah, we're moving along. It's Boston legal.
Here are the two questions I have for the tarpers in the episode thread today.
Two questions you got for the tarpers for the episode thread today.
Question one.
Question one.
Did Tony plant a fake actor?
It's so outrageous.
And two, do you think having a first aid kit on hand at all times is normal? Because I've never had a first aid kit anywhere in my life.
But like in your house,
yeah.
Do you just have like Band-Aids and like Betadine and shit like that?
Oh, there's a cupboard that in the laundry here, maybe.
But you know, like, so you don't have like a first aid kit, but you've got like
first aid.
The stuff that if something happened, you would be able to like fucking rustle it up.
But the thing is though, I would never, and this is stepping away from the accusations and just maybe more into like
first
dumb
aid
Ryan.
Dumb Ryan. I like that better.
I never would have bought anything with the intention of like, I might need this one day. Everything I've got is because something went wrong. I had to go buy Band-Aids and there's a few left over from last time. Like I don't have like a, I haven't gone, oh, it might be handy to have this, 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 and this. It's just over the years I've accumulated shit because stuff's gone wrong.
Yeah, I get what you mean, but yeah. I don't think that you can live life like that as you get, I think when you're younger and you're like learning and you go.
And you just live in La Vida Loca.
Well, and you go, oh, I've cut my hand, I need Band-Aids, right? Yep. And so then you've got some left over and you'd be like, luckily we've got Band-Aids in case that happens again. And you learn, right?
Yeah, except for that time when I cut myself with the knife in the dishwasher and had to go to the store and ask for Band-Aids.
Imagine if you had Band-Aids already at your house.
Oh, it would have been great.
Yeah, but and I think that's what I mean, like, I think as well, if we've got like a duty of care of the people at work here, we have to make sure that we're like prepared that if something happened.
Do you have duty of care for delivery drivers?
I don't believe so.
What about the actors' union? Is he a part of SAG?
Well, yeah, because he was hired by me.
You're lucky you didn't
do
that during the actors' strike. He wouldn't have been able to do it.
I know. Well, that's why I had to put it off for so long. I've been holding on to this fucking first aid kit for months.
Could you imagine if you'd actually hired an actor? Like just how funny. That's why I said.
Imagine if I did.
What?
Oh, so you know that I didn't.
No, I don't know.
Guilty verdict.
And you're trying to say not guilty? I'm just an innocent bystander that's presenting the facts. People will decide.
I was told that it was an accusation.
I'm accusing you of it.
I think that your story's changing and you need to fucking get it together.
I know what I saw.
Leading the witness.
All I'm saying
he was a lovely man, by the way.
If you did do it, there'd be a part of me that would respect it. That's what I'm saying.
To be honest, I wish I'd thought of it. I wish that when we had that conversation.
If only this team had a first aid kit.
Yeah, no, but can you imagine how insane that would have been that if I went, no, we need a first aid kit, and you went, no, I didn't. And I was so desperate to be right.
Or could you imagine hypothetically?
Fuck off. I fall on my sword. I'm very happy to do that. But imagine if I was so desperate to be right that I went, I'm going to do a fake order to Amazon, give it to this guy separately so that he's got something to deliver.
Yeah, you come back in an hour and come give this back to me.
Yeah, yeah. And then he walks in with a cut on his body.
Yep.
No SFX makeup.
I don't know that. I don't know that. I didn't see the cut.
Yeah.
Maybe it was SFX.
Because he asked you for help and you went, no.
No, I don't help the help.
I'm actually the talent.
Yeah, I don't help the help.
And then, you know, like imagine how fucked up that would actually be. Like
genius.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Do you know what I thought the accusation 14. Was maybe going to be?
What?
Last week when we did the week before when we did a live stream of Moe Oysters and Moe Champagne, I asked everybody if they thought we needed two bottles of champagne or one. And everyone was like, grab two just in case. And the second bottle didn't get opened and it's still in my fridge.
Are you allowed to
use that? I thought the,
what, did work, that. Did work pay for that champagne?
It did, yeah. So I'll be bringing it back into the office so we can enjoy it together. Luckily, we got a first aid kit.
This week's You'll Love to See is brought to you by Hubble, fusing Australia's favourite streaming apps, TV channels and sports into a single experience. Visit hubble.com.au to learn more. Now, Amy is a TARPA.
Hi, Amy.
She's been a stay-at-home mum for the last 12 years.
Is Amy a paid actor?
I don't know.
This is a fake You Love to See.
I don't know.
No, Amy, stay-at-home mum, did you say?
Yeah, and for 12, so she's been out, like, hasn't worked for 12 months, so she's kind of like, oh.
12 years. Yeah, wow.
Years. So she's like, oh, I haven't worked for 12 years. I kind of like, you know, the kids are growing up and I'm kind of like, you know, do I go back to, like, a bit of a, I wouldn't say identity
like
crisis, but yeah, a bit
like,
of felt a bit strange.
What should I do?
She said, I've been feeling a bit lost and not as confident as I used to be, said Amy.
Oh, Amy. We so, love you, Amy.
After signing up my son for another season of soccer,
cool.
I found out that the club needed women for an all-age women's soccer team. No experience needed. It's just like a community everyone
awesome.
Gets together. So I thought, fuck it, I'm just going to sign up. I'm enjoying learning something new, being more active, learning to use my voice again, and we're yelling and we're running around and the other ladies are really nice and no one else is really that experienced at soccer, so we're all just learning
bit
together.
Fun, yeah.
One game down and I'm having so much fun.
That is, Amy, you love to see that. That's awesome.
Huge.
It's really hard to put yourself out there as well, so that's really cool.
Well, I love that she's at sign-up day and they go, oh, by the way, thanks for signing up. Did you want to play? And she just goes, you know what? Let's do it.
Do you reckon Amy went home and went, what have I done?
What have I done?
But I'm glad that sticking with it because that's awesome.
That's so good.
Good on you, love Amy. That's sick. My love to see it's from Michael who sent this through on Patreon.
Yep.
And he says, after working a series of service industry jobs coming out of college, not really knowing what I wanted to do with my life, I decided to go back to graduate school to get my master's degree at age 30.
Well done.
It was really awkward and quite intimidating because I was like the oldest person there by a little while.
Yep.
With most of my classmates being a decade younger and some professors being like the same age as him.
Yeah.
So you kind of go, oh, sir, but not real, like we're the same age. Michael says, I'm pleased to announce after 2 years and multiple attempts at my exam, I've graduated, passed, and I'm starting a new job in the next week in a field that I love.
Fuck yeah,
so,
Michael.
I know we do a lot of You Love to See. It's about like kind of what even Amy's like putting yourself out there and, you know, starting the blog. But I think it's really, really cool that people put them like out of your comfort zone.
Absolutely.
One of Ryan's, the first memes, well, not memes, but motivational quotes you ever showed me was like your comfort zone and like where the magic happens. How
that's
it's like
not, I can't
here.
Claim that. That's a.
No, you showed it to me.
Okay. And you've
I
taken
didn't
it on,
say that you made that.
I just didn't want to claim anyone else's
ups.
Work.
Oh, Ryan showed me this thing. Yeah, I made that.
Yeah, I wrote that. I actually
said.
Wrote that.
But I remember you showing me that and it being like a really big thing that you're like, oh, be mindful that like things happen outside of your comfort zone. So it's just really cool and I wanted to share that.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
And I did come up with that. And
yeah,
you're all
Ryan
welcome.
Wrote that.
You're actually
Ryan's actually Gandhi. Don't know if you guys knew that. Yeah, congratulations.
Thank
huge
you.
Role.
Thank you. Big role. This week's You'll Love to See, brought to you by Hubble, fusing Australia's favourite streaming apps, TV channels and sport into a single experience.
Woohoo!
Visit hubble.com.au to learn more. Now, tomorrow, we got Normal or Nars.
Yes.
And there's even no point asking you this because there's no way in a million years you would do this. But there's a question, like you, Tony Lodge, a question about cinema etiquette, which I know you're very particular about.
Very strong thoughts on cinema.
In fact, take tomorrow off. Tony says don't do it.
Oh, yeah, just don't go.
But
wait till it comes out on Hubble.
I reckon she's winked at the camera for those playing along. Did you want to do a dollar sign sound? Hopefully it's on Hubble. Cha-ching! I reckon everyone's done this thing that a TARP has done. Even though she's saying, oh, is it normal or is it nah? I think if we're all being honest, we've all done it.
Is it a bit like peeing in the pool? Everyone's like, ew, don't pee in a pool, but we're all doing it.
I'm really not pissing in a pool.
I get in there and I start pissing. It starts to overflow.
So I was pissing in the pool the other day from not in the pool, and apparently that's worse.
Oh, what the hell?
But obviously I wasn't. But like, for the same result, see how one is totally fine and the other one is totally wrong?
No way. Nah, okay. We're done.
If Tony pees in the pool, it's fine. But if Tony pees into the pool, like, you never write
it back. Especially if people are in there.
No, I've always said that. All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Love you.